Here comes Anaheim's attack. Their goal is empty once again as they try and get a couple of quick ones. A shot towards the net. And the Hawks goaltender Knight comes up with a save as we have just 1:20 left and maybe not enough time here to get two goals. One goal, I could say. Two goals, a little tough with the way the Hawks are playing down in their own end. So we have a timeout here. And let you know that Emerson and Alexis will have the post-game show coming up when this one comes to an end. Then the team will leave for St. Louis about an hour after this one ends. And we'll be on the air tomorrow night on DuckStream with Ducks and Blues hockey to end the short three-game road trip. So, there's Joe Quenneville on the other side having a conversation with his assistant coaches. And sends the troop out. Boy, they're going to need a goal here soon. And then just take whatever's left and go for it, I guess, huh?
Yeah, look, you need one here right off the bat, yep. Right? You got to trust that Jay Woodcroft, who typically draws up these late-game face-offs, late-game plays, he drew this one up. Let's see to the right of Spencer Knight what we get. But just going back on Connor Bedard's night, yes. Two goals, two assists so far today.
Yep, pretty good night for him. Face off to the right of Knight, and we'll wait again for another draw. And there it is. Again, the Duck goal is empty at the other end. They try and center it for McTavish. Lost it. Ducks race it after it along the right wing wall. McTavish running a little interference as Chicago shoots the puck all the way down, just wide of the right goalpost as we look on, high above United Center, and the draw coming back in the defensive zone of the host team.
It's amazing that out of the eight losses entering tonight's game as far as regulation losses, that one overtime loss against the Blackhawks, right? So you get a lone point there, but I tell you what, this has been a tough night. It was tough last time the Ducks team was here in Chicago.
Yep. So look forward to future games between these two teams because they certainly are intriguing. Here is Mason McTavish going after the puck, and we're at 47 seconds to go in regulation as the Hawks shoot it all the way down, and we'll get yet another draw coming back near the Chicago net.
And just going back on my previous point there, so the lone overtime loss has come here in Chicago.
Yeah.
Here. And so this Ducks team, similar spot. Let's see what they can make of this 40.7 remaining in this game.
All right, off goes Cutter Goche. The ref. Cutter Goche to get back on the ice. And is that Carlson that was out there? Yeah, and they're sending him back. Cutter goes to work a point area here in the final 40.7. Don't forget, Emerson, Alexis back home in SoCal. We'll have a post-game show coming up in just a few seconds, it appears. Long feed up the ice by the Blackhawks. Went wide of an empty net. And Anaheim almost had a deflection of a Hawk stick go into their own net. 20 seconds to play, and Chicago appears to be gaining 2 points in the standings with a win here after trailing 3-0 in the first period. 8 seconds to go. Ducks have it. Seneca lost the handle on a shot attempt, and this game is history. Chicago 5 and Anaheim 3.
Simply too many. Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
We have Murphy who just jumped McTavish.
Oh, we have a brouhaha down on the ice, folks. Chris Kreider's involved. Troy Terry. They pull Zellweger off the pile. The Ducks had been heading off to the locker room. They came back. The Hawk player, the entire bench is still on the ice. I'll say this. The officials did a pretty good job, and the players themselves, of getting back to some normalcy at the end of the game, because I tell you something, that could have been extremely ugly with both teams on the ice exchanging punches.
Well, obvious frustration shown by the Ducks. Look, when you come out to start the game, the way you did, and you falter as the game goes along. It doesn't go your way at the final buzzer. You can understand why the frustration was there for, well, in particular, Mason McTavish. Well, too many passengers here today, Steve. It just you had some great efforts from a few guys early on. But I look at a guy like Ross Johnson, who, of course, isn't the most skilled guy in the world. He's no more for his fisticuffs fighting. But he was the best forechecker, I think, of the team. As far as getting in on the forecheck, banging everywhere, really just by eye test and body language. He was putting the Blackhawks players, each and every hit, through the glass. That's how devastating all his hits were. So when it comes to knowing your roles, right, I just think this is an opportunity for the Anaheim Ducks. There's some players, more particular in the bottom six, that just need to look themselves in the mirror and just say, hey, if I'm not getting assists, if I'm not getting goals, what am I doing? I need to be hitting. I need to be getting my clears. I need to be not going offsides, so on and so forth. So I think that was the game in which is really telling, because there was some separation of great play and some poor play for the good guys.
Well, you have some post-game work to do before we get on the plane and head to St. Louis tomorrow night. We'll have that broadcast for you. So why don't you lead us into the commercial break as you get ready. Get a couple of seconds here, fresh air, and then we'll be listening to you on the post-game.
Well, 5-3 is your final for the Chicago Blackhawks. Unfortunate defeat for the good guys, but well, there's some positives, right? And we hope to see those positives, or more positives, in St. Louis tomorrow. So, for myself, Steve Carroll, of course, we got myself on the post-game show coming up after this commercial break, but it's been a hot and cold one here in Chicago. Thanks for listening to Duckstream, powered by TuneIn.
The scrape of blades, the clash of sticks. Hockey's more than a game. It's unrelenting, never-give-up moments that make you feel alive. And so you commit to the weekly ups and downs, the long road to the playoffs. You wear your heart on your sleeve and your jersey with pride. And when you're there for your team, the NHL Shop is there for you. Check out the largest selection of official NHL gear at NHLShop.com. Fanatics experience.
Since 1894, Arrowhead Mountain Spring Water has been there for you. With naturally occurring electrolytes for a crisp taste, sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments, and now proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead Mountain Spring Water. Nothing else.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. com to score big. Official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks.
Connection meant just one push? Hytera brings it back with modern puck radios that deliver crystal clear nationwide communication. Whether coordinating fleets or large facilities, Hytera puck radios deliver reliable communication that keeps your team talking anytime, anywhere. Stay connected, stay efficient, stay ahead with Hytera puck radios. Visit Hytera.us today. That's Hytera.us.
Introducing Lineage Watch Company, an independent American watch brand proudly owned and operated in Southern California. Designed, engineered, tested, and hand-assembled in the USA, Lineage Watches are uniquely powered by American-built movements. Define your legacy today with a Lineage timepiece at lineagewatchco.com. That is lineagewatchco.com.
If you don't have gas in your home, but something doesn't smell good.
Ew, what's that smell?
If it smells like rotten eggs, there could be a leak in your neighborhood.
Now what do I do?
If you suspect a leak, move fast, call 911 and Southwest Gas.
From a safe location.
But I don't have natural gas in my home.
Gas lines are buried all around, so even if you don't have gas.
I know, call 911 and Southwest Gas.
busy schedule? Hey, Flex plans are available now to let you choose the games that you want. Select seven or more games to save big and get discounts on concessions and merch. Visit AnaheimDucks.com/FlexPlans.
Thank you for listening to this exclusive broadcast of Anaheim Ducks Hockey. Stay right here. Our replay of tonight's game is coming your way on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of the Anaheim Ducks. You're listening to the Anaheim Ducks postgame show with Alexis Downey. Exclusively on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of Ducks Hockey.
Welcome into the Anaheim Ducks postgame show. Despite taking a 3-goal lead on the road in Chicago today, the Ducks fall 5-3 to the Blackhawks. I'm Alexis Downey. We're also joined by Emerson Edom. Emmer, the Ducks fell apart in the end of this one. They gave up this lead despite a really great start by the team. What went wrong?
Yeah, I just say the exact same thing I said at the close of that third period, and just too many passengers, right? It just you got to play with a purpose, play with a game plan. If you're not producing on the score sheet, you got to be banging bodies, and just not enough of that. You just too many guys who – well, maybe a few had success early on, but you just like to see a little bit more Ross Johnson style of play from the guys that weren't finding themselves on the score sheet. So, but I think this is a game in which that message is definitely going to become clear. Mm-hmm. Too many turnovers there. I mentioned time and time again at the Ozone Blue line, Nestorenko with a few turnovers. I thought his third period was actually fabulous. And I was just, where was that the first 40 minutes, right? So consistency, I think a lot of these players here in this Ducks dressing room right now are going to be looking themselves in the mirrors and saying, I got more. And luckily, there's no day in between, right? This mm-hmm. team is going to get right at it tomorrow in St. Louis.
And it's really something about the United Center. The Ducks have struggled there in that building. I mean, obviously, they fell in the first meeting this season in overtime to Chicago. But even going back to previous seasons, they haven't had much success inside that building in the more recent years. So, Emerson, let's just get into the highlights from this one. And we're just going to go through the Ducks goals, because those were the highlights for this team starting in that first period. It was Cutter Gauthier just 15 seconds into the game, getting the Ducks on the board.
Anaheim comes to center ice after taking it away. Troy Terry moving in, centers it, a shot, they score! Cutter Gauthier! How about that? 15 seconds in to period one. The Anaheim Ducks grab a 1-0 lead.
And it's Cutter Gauthier's 15th goal of the season. Emerson, you couldn't have a better start from that.
Yeah, you really couldn't have. And how about that top hand strength from Troy Terry, crowned that puck with one hand, getting it time before no one going off sides, kicking it out, and Cutter Gauthier making no mistake on the finish. Yeah, it's one of those things. You get out to a hot start like this Anaheim Ducks did, and you just had this sense that if they don't keep this up, this momentum, mm-hmm. it's part of the most dangerous, I think, things in hockey. It's almost like being down by two goals. There's just something about having just a really good start that early. It gives the opposition, the Hawks in this case, just really something to fight for. They start playing what do we have to lose hockey, right? Mm-hmm. And all that means is just skating nonstop, working hard, and playing loose, honestly, offensively. They're just like, you know what? We got off to such a poor start that what do we have to lose? The pressure is a little bit even more off. Especially just because it goes without saying, they're entering this game on a skid, right? So it was complete. What do we have to lose hockey? It was devastating for the Ducks.
Cutter's goal there just 15 seconds into the game tied Josh Manson for the second fastest goal to start a Ducks game in their franchise history. And they kept it rolling with another one within that first minute of the game. It was Olin Zellweger, a 4-game point streak for him now with 3 goals in his last 4 games. Let's hear it.
Boy, is there Something about that start. Another goal for the Anaheim Ducks. Can you believe this? It's Zellweger, the young defenseman, after the Ducks win the faceoff to the right of the Chicago net. Snaps it home. 2-0.
Faceoff win. Emerson, that says a lot. The Ducks actually did come out on top in this game in the faceoff circle, which is something that, you know, I think you spoke about early in the game, wanting to see one of your keys to the game.
Yeah, just weirdly, right? They didn't come out on top out of their best period, which was the first period. So very strange. Mm-hmm. They started getting better, of course, and not significantly better as far, you know, they didn't, completely blast the Chicago Blackhawks out in that category. But at the same time, yes, better, right? A lot has to do with Mason McTavish, though, right? He had an outstanding game in the faceoff department.
Two goals for the Ducks in the first minute of the game, which is a franchise history two early ones for the first time in Ducks history, but they were able to keep it going in that first period. The last goal of the game for the Ducks came from Chris Kreider, 10 minutes and 25 seconds into the first period.
Chicago will intercept and foss it down into the Anaheim D zone. Quick pass up the ice. Seneca moving in. A shot. He scores! The Ducks get another one. That might have been redirected in front of the net. Seneca shot it. Kreider was there. I'm just going to guess here that maybe Kreider got his stick on it. We'll wait and see.
Chris Kreider's 12th goal of the season, and a great play there, too. Once again, we keep talking about these good plays that Beckett Seneca's making, but another one there, Emmer.
He just makes the right play in that right moment of time every time. It's just the highest percentage plays. He's got nothing. Okay. Gets his head up, sees Kreider is trying to get on the inside. And that was an important piece of that goal. Even though he started out on the weak side of the weak side defenseman, he ended up getting on the strong side there late and really getting inside position. So you hear me harp on getting inside position and particular on the forecheck, right, fighting to get there. That's exactly what we saw from Chris Kreider. So outstanding job from Kreider, and, 600th career point, right?
Mm-hmm.
And,
yep.
Look, that was a huge goal at that moment in time. They didn't really show that same level of, I think, relentlessness and willingness to get on the inside to fight for those goals or loose puck battles. I think from that point on, AD, it was strange. But yeah, you didn't see that relentlessness that we saw from Kreider on that goal the rest of the way, which is shocking.
The Blackhawks also then would go on after that first period. They did get a goal in the first period. It was Tyler Bertuzzi, make it a 3-1 game. But after that second period, the Hawks had two goals. Ryan Green and Colton Dock had the goals, and one of them was, again, on the power play. The third period, we did actually see a shorthanded goal from Alex Killorn, but it was called offside, no goal. And, Emmer, I feel like if that had been a goal, that would have likely changed the momentum of this game.
Yeah, and it's one of those things on the follow-up of that great point. It's a situation in which what team managed their emotions better through that outcome, right? It was definitely Chicago. Chicago utilized that non-goal. Anaheim, they faltered a little bit, kind of maybe a woe is me type of mentality there. Look, these are guys at the game's highest level, right? So take that with a little bit of grain of salt. I'm just trying to define the mentality there. And it just, plain and simple, Hawks down the stretch wanted it more, playing a little bit more relaxed when it comes to offensively, not overthinking things, but certainly not turning the puck over as much as we saw the Anaheim Ducks through that last stretch of the game. So, Chicago, they utilized a lot of those scenarios. The Anaheim Ducks continue to find themselves in the sin bin, right? Some penalties against. So they started off a couple of those, the second and third periods, somewhere within the early portions of those periods on the kill. It hurt them. And look, the Ducks are just going to have to watch a ton of tape here on this one, find out what was right, what wasn't right, and just be better in St. Louis.
Yeah, as for the Ducks PK going 2-for-4, as they did allow two power play goals for Chicago. Emmer, I'm curious, after, you know, this type of loss in Chicago, the place that Coach Q was for so long, had so much success, it's a game that, of course, he wanted to win. You got to be upset if you're the coaching staff, but what do you tell the team? What do you think?
Well, first and foremost, I just got a message here. The Hawks did to the Ducks what the Ducks did to the Kings the game before. Wasn't that true, right? And so, look, ways to sustain their success, right? Because it's either this team maybe a slower start than we're, or well, in this game, it was a faster start than we're typically seeing, but I'm just talking about in pure stretches, right? Mm-hmm. It's either they have a strong start and maybe decline in play, or they have a little bit of a slower start and then continuing to get better throughout the game. It's kind of been either or for this Ducks team, right? And they got to somehow figure out within the 7 or 8 kind of identity categories that Coach Q and his coaching staff relay on the players, right? They got to find out how they do those kind of categories on a more consistent basis. So I look forward. It's not a matter of if, it's just when, and hopefully it starts tomorrow night in St. Louis.
Yeah, big game tomorrow now when you look at it for the Anaheim Ducks. And also we'll have some question marks around the goaltending situation with Peter Mrazek leaving this game. Emerson, we will talk to you tomorrow. Thank you for joining us on the post-game show. Safe travels through the snow over to St. Louis.
Yeah, great work, AD. Look forward to it. And hopefully this Ducks team can turn the page and just have a better overall and more consistent outing there in St. Louis.
Consistent is a big word for this team right now, some consistency. All right, we're going to step aside now on the post-game show. When we come back, we're going to keep going through a couple parts of this game, breaking it down for you. Ducks lose on the road in Chicago. We will be right back.
The scrape of blades, the clash of sticks. Hockey's more than a game. It's unrelenting, never give up moments that make you feel alive. And so you commit to the weekly ups and downs. A long road to the playoffs. You wear your heart on your sleeve and your jersey with pride. And when you're there for your team, the NHL Shop is there for you. Check out the largest selection of official NHL gear at NHLShop.com. Fanatics experience.
My perfect day has sand, salt, water, and friends. But my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can take me out of the moment. Now I'm all in with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, most people saw 90% clearer skin, and many were even 100% plaque-free at 4 months. Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin. And that means everything.
Nothing is everything.
Ask your doctor about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. Come to score big. Official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
Need parts fast? Need them now? O'Reilly is fast. Just one part that makes O'Reilly Auto Parts stand apart. Get one free set of brake pads when you buy 2 Brake Best Select rotors. Upgrade to Brake Best Select pads for just $10 more. Or upgrade to Brake Best Select Pro or Import Direct pads for just $20 more. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
It's not too late to become an Orange Alliance member for the 2025-26 Anaheim Ducks season. As a member, you'll receive first dibs on the best available locations, savings off tickets, discounts on concessions and merchandise, and an exclusive OA member vest. And new this year, parking is included. Find out how to join at AnaheimDucks.com/Orange Alliance.
Welcome back to the post-game show. Ducks fall on the road to the Chicago Blackhawks on this matinee game in Chicago, a snowy Chicago, the team getting in last night and getting ready for this game before now they're going to have to go to St. Louis tomorrow. Quick back-to-back, the Ducks third back-to-back of the season. So as for this loss today, the Ducks now fall to 15-9-1 with their record. They are 6-6-1 on the road. That has been some of their struggles this season. As we know, that last road trip with the three games, that was the longest skid that this team has played as far as losing games this year. So not a great start for this trip here today. I mean, it was a good start on the ice, but then it was just about that consistency that Emerson and I talked about in the last segment of this post-game show. Really great analysis from him on what he saw in this game here today. But a couple positives I wanted to point out for the Ducks. Of course, the record that they were able to get with the two goals coming in the first minute of the game, the first time the Ducks have ever scored two goals in the opening minute of a game. Cutter Gauthier's 15 seconds into the game tied the second fastest goal to start a Ducks game. So those are certainly some good things to note. Chris Kreider getting his 600th career NHL point. That's a big one. But not only that, a couple skaters extended their point streak here today. Troy Terry's 7-game point streak, as well as Beckett Seneca. Beckett tied the second longest point streak by a rookie in Ducks history. So he is getting close if he's able to extend it tomorrow, as Paul Kariya is at the top of the list with 8 games. And then Leo Carlson, 6-game point streak now. And Olin Zellweger, someone that has been a big part of the last couple games for the Ducks. He extended his point streak to 4 games. Now he has 3 goals in his last 4 games. Talk about how much of the contributions we're seeing from the blue liners at this point in the season. The Ducks have 18 goals from their blue liners, which is third in the NHL. So good to see that depth scoring continue throughout also with the blue liners. And we know someone else on the blue line, Jackson Lacombe, he can score goals too. So good that it's like getting spread around. The goal scoring is basically what I'm getting at, because I know that's something we've talked a lot about, how important it is for this team. But ultimately, you know, this is a disappointing loss. It's a bit embarrassing too, to some extent, with how well the Ducks came out in this game. Chicago, as Emmer said, they just wanted it more. And that was evident as the game went on. I felt like that second period, the fact that the Ducks gave up 2 goals, one of them on the power play, that second power play goal that Chicago was able to get, that's tough. And you got to have some success on the PK if you're taking penalties. In this game today, we saw Beckett Seneca take 2 penalties, a hooking and a slashing. Drew Helleson taking that tripping penalty in the third period. And then Ryan Strome was the first one to take a penalty, that cross check that actually ended up being the Bertuzzi goal. So it's just one of those things. You can't take penalties. And especially when, you know, you take a penalty, you give up a goal, you know that they're on watch. And with a guy like Connor Bedard, what an afternoon he had against this Anaheim team. 4 points for him, 2 goals, 2 assists. And unfortunately for the Ducks, I hate to even say this stat, but it is pretty impressive. Connor Bedard has 16 points in 8 games played against the Anaheim Ducks, which is the most against any other franchise. So what do the Ducks now know? Well, next time they see the Blackhawks is actually December 7th. So that is not too far from this time frame. Actually, it's exactly in a week, and it's at Honda Center. And you can imagine that they're going to want these 2 games against them back. It almost feels like it's kind of turning into a little bit of a rivalry, as we saw in the final seconds of the game. There was, as Steve would say, a brouhaha that ensued late in the game. It looked like McTavish was a part of it. Cutter Gauthier even a part of it, too. So there's some tension between these two teams. And I think it's a bit of frustration from the Ducks with how they have been playing against the Hawks these last couple seasons. So overall, just disappointing from the Anaheim Ducks. We know they have better in them, and we know that that consistent 60-minute effort is something that they're still working towards. We actually heard Ryan Poehling talking about it in the pregame show, just how they're working to play a full 60. And this was only his 2nd game back after missing the last 7 games prior due to an injury. So It's just an ongoing conversation, and this was the 25th game of the season for the Ducks. They're still working out some things, but, you know, this is a pivotal point in the season. This next month is very important for this team. You can't have games like this. You can't give up a lead like that, and they know that. And I think the coaching staff is likely going to have that same messaging, if I had to guess. After this game here today. So I wanted to share a thought from our text line. Daniel from Corona said, hoping and praying to whatever hockey gods exist for some quick recovery for our netminders. These next 2 to 3 weeks will dictate how the rest of the season goes. So let's hope we can hang on until we get healthy. Yes, Peter Mrazek left the game in the third period. There was 10:51 on the clock. Looks like it was sort of an awkward movement or something that happened to him. He was uncomfortable, immediately went down on all four. The Ducks training staff came out and, you know, helped him off the ice. So not good for the Ducks. As we know, Lukáš Dostál is out 2 to 3 weeks with that upper body injury. So they had to rely on Mrazek and Husso now. Husso goes into the game. Not much he can do when there is a blatant turnover in the zone. Alex Killorn turning the puck over to Connor Bedard, who is right in front of the net. That cannot happen in itself. But that was the first goal scored on him. And the only goal, because the other one was an empty netter by Bedard. So it's just one of those scenarios where you have to feel for Husso coming in that late in the game. He wasn't even actually sitting on the bench at the time that this happened. So he was expecting, of course, to play tomorrow. Well, he has to jump in a little early in this one, and likely we're going to see him tomorrow. So hoping for the best. Yes, Daniel, that Peter Mrazek is okay. And, you know, I guess we'll see from there what ends up happening from then on. So, yes, just hoping for the best on that end. And like, good thing is it's a quick road trip. Only one more game tomorrow before they come back home. So we're going to step aside again on the post-game show. When we come back, we will look ahead to that game tomorrow in St. Louis and also talk a little bit more about this one here today.
The year-end clearance sale is going on now at your helpful Honda dealers. Honda cars, SUVs, and trucks are on clearance during Happy Honda Days. Save thousands on a new Honda today with 0.99% financing. 2025 Accords, Pilots, and Ridgelines are on clearance. Plus, see big savings on the full Honda line, like financing as low as 0.99% APR on a new 2025 Ridgeline. Don't miss Happy Honda Days. Search your local Honda dealer today. See dealer for financing details. Financing on credit approval offer ends 1/5/26.
Are you living with dry AMD? If so, you could be on the road to geographic atrophy, or GA, a condition that leads to retinal cell death and permanent vision loss. But with Izervay, you can
slow it down, get it going slower.
Izervay slows GA progression by targeting a key source of retinal cell death, which may help preserve your vision longer. Izervay, or Avastin Captid Pegol, is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com. Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
Ducks single game tickets are on sale now. Check out the new lineup of cool giveaways, theme nights, and ticket packages for the 2025-26 season presented by UCI Health. Giveaways include a Wild Wing mask, wearable blanket, Nutquacker, boy band tee, and much more. See the complete list at anaheimducks.com/promotions.
NHL fans, give yourself some great looks this season and get Anaheim Ducks tickets at Ticketmaster. As the official ticket marketplace of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has a wide selection of tickets available for every game, so you can catch all the action live all season long. If your plans change, you can sell or transfer your tickets, and mobile tickets make it easy to get into the arena in time for puck drop. With Ticketmaster, you'll ensure that when they shoot, you'll score. Get tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
250 years ago, a promise was made to connect families and friends, near and far. And during the holidays, that promise is more important than ever. That's why USPS is building a better network to meet your needs. With timely deliveries, easy and affordable ways to ship, and everything you need to make your season full of holiday cheer. Our purpose is delivering your peace of mind. Knowing your love will arrive, bringing joy to all. The United States Postal Service. Learn more at usps.com/holidays.
Welcome back into the post-game show. The Anaheim Ducks completing the month of November with this loss in Chicago today. That brings their November record to 9-6. So they got 9 wins through that month. And that was a lot of hockey for the team. 15 games throughout that month. The only other month in the season that has the most amount of hockey is actually March. And it's because of the Olympic schedule this year. They had to kind of change things around. So that's why the Ducks were playing so much hockey in this month. And, you know, unfortunately not able to end it on a high note, but they do have another opportunity tomorrow when they take on the St. Louis Blues, who have had their struggles this season. They are 9-10-7. They have won 2 in a row though. And, you know, That seems to always carry some momentum. They won back-to-back games on Friday and Saturday over the weekend. So yesterday and on Black Friday, they've taken down the Ottawa Senators and the Utah Mammoth. So always difficult when you go into St. Louis. I think back to some of those games last season. The Ducks did not have some good luck in that building. So hopefully, like I said, they're able to turn it around after this loss today. And, you know, come out with another hot start. So let's get a text message in here from our text line. Red from Buena Park said, the good, a great start to a 3-0 lead. First time the Ducks scored in 5 games. Too bad, or the bad, too much space for Connor Bedard to operate, and Chicago didn't give up many rebounds. The ugly -2 in special teams and no power play goals. The Ducks are now 2-for-15 on the power play in the last 6 games. Yikes. And then the takeaway, the Ducks have got to keep the pressure on when leading and not take bad penalties that lead to momentum shifts. Yep, that's simple enough. I like that. And you're exactly right. They kind of let off the gas. And when Chicago got that first goal in the first period to end the period, they had that momentum. You saw it on the ice. And I was a bit worried coming out in the second period if Chicago was going to keep playing like that. The Ducks were in trouble. And you know what? They were in trouble in this game, unfortunately. Looking to see some more power play shots generated. They ended up having 3 shots on the power play as they had 3 chances. Some other stats for the Ducks. They did outshoot Chicago massively, 26-18. I mentioned earlier, they did win in the faceoffs. They had 22 hits, 9 block shots, 10 giveaways for Anaheim. Not only that, but there were just some costly turnovers in this game. And I felt like the Ducks, you know, they weren't, as we just said, they weren't applying the pressure. Chicago really was. They were getting that momentum and they started winning. Chicago started winning some puck battles. They were skating hard. They were holding the puck possession, especially in that second period. And it did not bode well for the Anaheim Ducks in this game. So, yes, as we look ahead to tomorrow, I already mentioned some of the things to note against the St. Louis Blues, but some question marks certainly into tomorrow's game. You know, well, what is this Ducks lineup going to look like? What is the goaltending going to look like? I have to imagine likely either way, Ville Husso will get the start. I'm sure that was the plan with the back-to-back, but it's a new month tomorrow, new opportunity for the team. They have a lot of road games in December, as well as they're going to head on that long New York trip, but don't want to look too far ahead. So yeah, you know, it's just one of those games that there was just a lot of things missing in the Ducks game as it progressed. Turnovers, I mentioned, but the details and the habits that need to be fixed that are easy to be fixed, to be fair. So, you know, they did have a couple good chances too, either way. And, you know, I look back to that goal that was taken back from the shorthanded goal by Alex Killorn, you know, if that had happened. But you can't say what if, because this is the outcome. This is what it is for this Ducks team. And one last thing I wanted to mention was that the Ducks' streak of winning when they score first has come to an end. They are now 8-1 when they score first. So they had that going for them, not in this game here today, despite their really strong start at the very, very beginning of this one. So Make sure to join us back tomorrow as we will have the call. It is a 5 o'clock Pacific time game, so we'll have the call for you at 4:30 with the pregame show. Plenty to break down after this game here today. And if you want to stick around and listen to the replay of Stephen Emerson, you can as well on the other side of the commercial break. Otherwise, the final score at United Center in Chicago, 5-3 in favor of the Chicago Blackhawks. Thank you for tuning in to the postgame show on DuckStream, powered by TuneIn. And we will see you tomorrow.